Good morning, ladies and gentlemen out there listening in Radio Land. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. You're dialed in here to Business 1110, KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in H-Town. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. So I'm dialing it in, dialing it down. We're going to have some fun today. That, my friends, I promise to you, yeah, the little red whistle has made its appearance, and so far, I haven't had to bench it for throwing an interception. Oh, wait, that's another topic for another day. Yes, I'm still licking my wounds from our AFC wildcard loss this past weekend, but I'll be okay. I'll move on. It's all good. It's okay. All right, that being said, hey, we're going to rock and roll today. If you're ready to talk some technology. How do you unleash the best of you in your career and business? Then you're in the right place. But hey, I ask for it every time. Get on out, get on down, unleashedradiohour.com. Unleashedradiohour.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that is unleashedradiohour.com. Get out there. That's where everything, and I mean everything related to the Unleashed Radio Hour, can be found. You can also connect. Love having you follow along on Facebook. Again, love having you on Facebook. Just search for Unleashed Radio Hour. You can also follow along with me on Twitter at Ron Unleashed. Yeah, I know, Ron. You do this every show. Well, guess what? When the numbers keep going, I'm going to keep doing it. We want you to follow along. We want you to be a part of the journey known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're going to rock today. Hey, episode number 54 today. Is it Area 54? Episode 54? Who knows? But we're here in H-Town. We're ready to rock. We're ready to roll. You hear the music. It's time to roll to a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you could choose any school from which to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose a school the Wall Street Journal recognized for producing some of the best qualified graduates, one the Princeton Review ranked as a leader in undergraduate education, and one U.S. News and World Report named number one in the nation for innovation ahead of both MIT and Stanford? Discover why Arizona State University is a clear choice for your future. In addition, ASU Online offers over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs you can take 100% online and on your schedule. You'll receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as our on-campus students. For information, call 1-800-720-2358. U.S. News and World Report also ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So get started today and learn to thrive with Arizona State University online. Call today at 1-800-720-2358. That's 1-800-720-2358.
This is Business 1110.
All right. We are back. We're rocking. We're rolling. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110 KTEK. Again, Ron Klinger here with you. Thanks to have you along for the journey, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I want to give you a couple things here today. You may have some questions. Give you a text line, 281-715-9700. That text line, where standard text messages may apply, 281-715-9700. That is the text line here directly into the studio. Hey, if you want to get a call in for our guest here, I'm giving you the information in advance because you may have some preguntas. You may have some questions. Yeah, I did drop a little Espanol on you right there. Hey, that telephone number is 713-785-1817. Again, locally here in the Houston area, 713-785-1817. Hey, if you're listening, streaming online at unleashedradiohour.com, then you can call in toll-free 877-881-0271. If you're not here in the H-Town area, again, 877-881-0271. Hey, before we get jumping to our guest, I am super excited. Took us a while because we all got busy schedules. We're going to get to Miss Beth, who's hanging out there. But hey, before I do that, I got to give some props, as I always do. Hey, if you made, and we already did a show, I don't like New Year's resolutions. I set goals and I work to achieve them. And if one of them is your health, then guess what? A key to your health is getting a great night's sleep. And if you do that, then guess what? Hop on out, get on down right now as fast as you can. Hilton Furniture and Mattress. You can learn more at HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. That's a fact, Jack. They've got all the different mattresses. You want Tempur-Pedic. You want Stearns & Foster. You want a Sealy mattress. You want to get a great night's sleep, then you have to be sleeping on a great mattress. Get on down to Hilton Furniture and Mattress, located at 12100 Gulf Freeway, just south of Alameda Mall. You can give them a call at 713-910-5977. Let them know what you're trying to do. Get in. Let them show you the mattress that will help you get a great night's sleep, put you on the path to great health, get you moving, shaking, and baking this New Year's 2016. Hey, we're already, my question is, and this is why I don't do New Year's resolutions, if you're on the path, keep going. But it's day 14 of 2016. How many people are still on their path? Hey, but help to get there, get a great night's sleep, visit Hilton Furniture and Mattress, and that's a fact, Jack. Get on down where they will let you have it. All right, moving on here. Okay, I'm building up the anticipation. We're going to bring it down low. I am very excited. I'm going to preface my excitement here with the fact that I get a chance to go out and about and participate not only in my own training sessions and delivering keynotes and other areas at conferences and workshops, and I get to see a lot of people do their thing. I get to take notes, you know, when you study your own craft and you watch others do the same. And very rarely, it takes a lot to move me. It takes a lot to impress me. And I say that, and she already knows this because I shared it with her when we were prepping for the show. I have the pleasure of having with us today Beth Zeesness, right? Got it right, Beth Z from this point forward. Right, Miss Beth, are you with us?
I am with you, and you got it 100% right. What? A plus already.
Hey, can we record that so my wife can hear that later? I did something right today. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right, we got an amen here in studio. Hey, if you're not familiar with Miss Beth Z, she is an author, speaker, and self-proclaimed nerd. She is your nerdy best friend. You can learn more by going out to yournerdybestfriend.com. She is the author of two books, not one, but two. The first one was Release Your Inner Nerd. Apps, tech tools, and tips to get organized, get creative, and get ahead. And her latest, which I'm sure we'll dial in here today, is Nerd Know-How, the best 27 apps for work and how to use them. And we're going to get into, and the promo, I'm glad you love the promo because I know so many people out there, you got the latest and the greatest gadget for the holiday season. Now you're like, okay, I got this amazing tool, but how do I have it work for me? So we brought Beth Z here to the airwaves. Beth, let's get rocking and rolling. I know you wanted to get started on some areas of staying organized. Technology, how does that help us stay organized?
It'll kind of blow everybody's mind about how many things are available. And of course, if you did any shopping over the holidays, you know it's just beyond comprehension. But so many of these tools are cloud-based, and every single one of them will help you if you set up an organization thing. My specialty is apps. I talk all about the very specific tech tools that you can use and download that almost onto any device, except for BlackBerry, bless their hearts. Almost on any device. I'm just joking. Don't want to make the BlackBerry people unhappy. There are just fewer apps for them. But there are so many things you can do. So one of the things that I think everybody should focus on when they're getting any kind of device is an organizational tool. Let me tell you, there's this cool fact that may or may not be a true fact, but I quote it anyway. The rumor is that the technology you have in your pocket, in your purse, that you're staring at right now on your desk, these mobile devices have more technology and more capability than the technology they use to put a man on the moon. So if you're looking at that device and what you're using it for is Facebook, email, and 15 apps for your kids, maybe there are other things that you could do with it that'll help you more because the capabilities are beyond comprehension.
And you hit the nail on the head. I don't know if I can follow in your nerddom because I've seen you in person. You do a great job with the part, Miss Beth. And I'm blown away because I grew up in the technology generation. I'm a Gen Xer. So believe it or not, when I went to college, you ready? Sit down. I actually was in a residence hall where the pilot program was internet connection and having an Ethernet network in a residence hall. That's how old I am.
Nice.
So I grew up with it. So when I look back to where we were and where we are, you're right. The technology is incredible these days.
It's beyond belief. The iPhone was released in 2007. And if you just think about how far we've come from the first time we had an iPhone and people were like, this is too much, to where we're almost all of us are connected at the hip to that thing, it just blows your mind and all of the things you can have.
Absolutely. So we got these devices. How do we begin now to maximize their use for the betterment of our career and our business?
One of the things I think you need to talk about, especially when you're talking about small business people and people who are developing their careers and using devices in their careers, is pick a lane. We would love it if our favorite devices could do everything and hook up with our other favorite devices. Like, I love the Microsoft Surface Pro. I bought that last year. I bought the Surface Pro 4. It's an amazing tool. Does not play well with my beloved iPhone 6 Plus.
It doesn't. Yeah, those integration against providers.
You kind of have to think about, okay, all right, what am I going to do? Which lane am I going to pick? You've got the Google lane. The Google lane is all things Android. They play very well together. You've got the Apple lane, which is robust. And then you have the Microsoft lane, which is hit and miss. They've got some great tools. But whatever you start, whatever tool you use, you have to make sure that it's going to be cross-platform if you need it, or you need to focus on one platform and make sure that they're just all connected.
Yeah, I've been bitten by that bug before. So when my phone died, everybody, go iPhone. But I have everything on Android. I don't have time to shift lanes at this point in time. I need to stay down the path I've chosen.
Well, luckily, you've got a bunch of cloud-based tools that will jump platforms, but they're going to act a little differently. Let's take, for example, everybody's favorite Dropbox. Now, it might not be everybody's favorite, but Dropbox, one of the oldest cloud-based tools out there that many of us use, is basically, for those of you who might not have played around with Dropbox, it's basically your hard drive, your computer's hard drive, everywhere, and accessible from any device. Dropbox has made it so that if you're working in Microsoft Word on your Apple computer, you can pull up the document on your Android device just as easily.
Yeah.
So when you're playing with three and four different platforms, if you've chosen the right tech tool to go along with it, you're really not going to have that problem. But if you choose like the proprietary things, like some of Google's tools don't play very well on Microsoft environments and things. So really just think about that tool and make sure, put all your devices in front of you, make sure that it will grow with you and be accessible for you everywhere you need it.
Absolutely, because that scalability is important. You know, we can get bit by the latest and the greatest and then realize it ain't so great yet. So, Beth, when we've picked our lane, you know, we've got our gadget and device of choice. What are some of those apps? You specialize in apps. What are some of those things that helps people get moving forward?
Well, to me, Dropbox, some kind of external storage, synchronized storage device is the best way to start. So you've got your Dropbox, you've got your Microsoft OneDrive, you've got Box.com. All these things let you store your files anywhere, and the best feature in the world is how you can collaborate with them. They all collaborate in different ways. Dropbox is trying to change it so it's more of an excellent collaboration tool rather than a pretty good collaboration tool. Box is kind of specializing in that collaboration part. And by collaboration, I mean that two people can be in the document at the same time, making changes and not mess each other up, because that we've all had that happen to us. Then we've got the Google Atmosphere. And the Google Atmosphere, Google Drive, is real-time collaboration, but it's ugly and not as polished as the other two. So you've got Google Drive, you've got Box, you've got Dropbox, and you've got Microsoft OneDrive, which is very well integrated into Microsoft things. So you really can analyze all based on your business needs and your personal needs and figure out which one might be the best place to start.
Yeah, because that having that portable storage accessible no matter where you're at a meeting, you're at a conference, you've traveled out of town on business, you don't have, oh, I left that back in the office. That removes that barrier, giving you access to just everything else you've got. So I see why you get started there with that storage support.
Yeah, I have been in situations where I've been missing a document when I'm going on to speak. I go to the front desk with puppy eyes and I say, can you help me? And I will email it to them. They can print it out right at the front desk and problem solved. And in the olden days, I'd be running around sadly with a thumb drive trying to figure out how to take care of this, or running around with my computer just crying. And nowadays, everybody should have that capability.
Yeah, and I've been there, done that, where you have to completely and entirely reinvent the wheel. And that is not fun under pressure. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you hear the music. It's time for us to hit a break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about staying organized and how do you incorporate technology into your business with your nerdy best friend, Beth Z. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Market Wrap with Mo Ansari is your daily source for financial news and analysis. With over 30 years of trading experience, Mo shares his thoughts on the markets, answers your financial questions, and features guest experts from around the world covering a variety of investment topics. Visit MarketWrapWithMo.com for more info about the show and listen to Market Wrap with Mo Ansari.
Investors, many people lose money because of fraud or mismanagement and do not know it. If you lost money in this upmarket, you may be entitled to repayment of your losses. The Hayes Law Firm represents investors, helping them to recover their investment losses. Call 281-815-4972 for a free consultation. If you are an investor that lost money in this upmarket because of possible fraud or mismanagement, you may be entitled to repayment of your losses. Call the Hayes Law Firm now, 281-815-4972, 281-815-4972.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, opportunity.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. As always, you can learn more by going to motivationaltransitions.com. Hey, listen, you got questions about technology, how to maximize that in your career, your business, how to release that inner nerd, then give us a call, 713-785-1817. That telephone number locally here again, 713-785-1817, or toll free at 877-881-0271. Hey, and if you're shy, that's okay. It's okay. I've got technology. I've got free text line. Dial us in. Give us a text, 281-715-9700. That text line again is 281-715-9700. Now, we've got with us, if you're just dialing in and listening in, we're coming back from the break, we've got Beth Z, your nerdy best friend. You can learn more about Beth. Go out to yournerdybestfriend.com. Again, yournerdybestfriend, all one word, .com, to learn more. And when we went to that break, we were talking about that busy traveler. We're talking about, hey, if I've got my online storage out there, that it makes it easier to have my documents, my information, and my tools and resources. But there's a lot of people that travel, and there's a lot of really great apps out there for that traveling professional.
It's beyond comprehension how any of us got anywhere without our devices, you know, 10 years ago in the old days when we actually had to figure out where we were going and what we were doing and had paper tickets and all that kind of crazy stuff. The whole world of travel has changed, and it's so exciting. And you have travel agents now in your hand telling you exactly where to go. There are so many areas here.
Yeah, and I can relate. You know, the funny story there is I was actually a geography major, so I could actually open up a map and get to where I needed to go to, the paper map. Now it's just like, just tell me where I got to go, Siri or whoever I've named my navigation voice, whether it's a GPS or in your phone, to get you where you got to go.
Yeah, Yeah, my husband's always like, do you know where you're going? And I said, yeah, I'm going to ask Siri where to go, and she's going to tell me. That's where I'm going.
It's amazing how much power Siri has over our lives, huh?
Well, maybe before we get into actual travel tools, this might be a good place to talk for a second about personal assistants, because that's some crazy stuff right there.
Yeah,
crazy stuff is happening.
Okay, go for it.
So, in the past 2 years, we've seen the difference between something that'll just ask a question for us or answer a question for us about, you know, what time it is it or something like that, to something that is actually using information it knows about us and artificial intelligence to think and answer questions. Siri now, this is a big change. It doesn't sound like a big change. You used to be able to ask Siri, hey, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in whatever year? Now you can say, hey, Siri, who won the Nobel Peace Prize the first year Reagan was president? And what it's doing is it's pulling multiple databases and using artificial intelligence to search through giant pieces of information within milliseconds so that you're sitting in your house having this conversation, you ask that question, and this very complicated algorithm will give you the answer right there.
It is insane. All I got to do is go, hey, Google, I have an Android phone, so I know that you're a big iDevice person, Beth. I say, hey, Google, boop, well, and it, bang, tells me exactly where and what. Like last night, like, hey, Google, what time is the Powerball drawing?
Yep.
And it knew exactly when, and it told it back to me.
The funny thing is that this morning I read an article about Google Maps. And Google Maps is changing. It's going to be so subtle for you, but it's such a huge change. It'll use the information it knows about you and your patterns so that when you get in the car and open Google Maps, you don't even have to say where you're going. It's going to predict where you're likely to be going and give you up-to-date travel information for where you're likely to be going and how long it's going to take you to get there. So you get in the car at 6 o'clock. Frequently, you go meet some friends for a drink at a bar. It knows that. Creepy.
Stalker-like.
Stalker-like, but it's using this artificial intelligence.
Absolutely. Hey, you hear the music. Listen, we're going to come back. We're going to talk more about how you can maximize your nerd know-how with your devices and apps, your travel, how to cope with email, how to look at being human with technology so that when you play with those devices, wait for it, Beth, here it comes, you won't be out there living on a prayer.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom49.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 49.com. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom49.com.
This is Business 1110.
We're back. You're dialed in here. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're talking about how to unleash the technology that you have in your hand, at your hip, in your computer, in your device, in your tablet, in your phone. How do you maximize that to help you unleash your career and your business here on the Unleashed Radio Hour? We've got with us author, speaker, and self-proclaimed nerd. Beth Z is with us, joining us. Her latest book, Nerd Know-How, the Best 27 Apps for Work and How to Use Them. We were talking earlier, you know, we've done a little bit on the storage. We've got it out there that there's some travel stuff we're going to share, but we've got this amazing thing that's happening. Anyway, and here's the fun part. Beth and I are actually chatting back and forth on Facebook while we go through the breaks. Every time I hear artificial intelligence, and maybe it's just because I'm a guy, I don't know, but I put it in a message like, I just think of the Terminator. And you're out there in Cali, so you know, that kind of makes sense for me too.
The Governator, yeah.
There you go.
But it's beyond comprehension how much information now is processed for us and with us. So we talked for a second about Siri and some of the changes that have happened there. We talked for a second about Google Maps and a change they did yesterday for understanding where you're going, what you're going to do, and predicting that with your travel, with maps and things and traffic updates. But there's so much more. There's a new tool called Amazon Echo. So Amazon Echo is a device that sits in your living room, and you basically say, hey, Amazon, I don't know the calling, whatever, but how cold is it outside or whatever? And it's just in the room listening to you at all times.
That's scary.
Answer your questions at all times. It is scary, but helpful. So if you can get over the creep factor, you can really get all kinds of good information from these tools. The thing is, they're doing it whether you're using their capabilities or not. They're doing it.
Yeah.
They know where you are, what you're reading, what you're looking at. Facebook has a new system out where, and I think they've activated it, where they, you know how sometimes they'll base what you're doing on whether you click like on a post, right? And then they'll say, oh, she likes that kind of stuff, so we're going to send her more kitten videos.
Yep.
Well, nowadays, they are also looking at how long you linger. Your glance lingers at a post. So you don't even have to like it for them to know that you showed interest in it.
And that has almost, not almost, I believe it has reached stalker status.
Well, and you can look at it as stalker status. A lot of people are very concerned about it, but it is happening. So as business people, as small business owners, as professionals, how can we take advantage of what is just sitting right there for us to use? One of the ways is to really start using these personal assistants to get the answers we need, to do the little tasks we need, to do the little things we need immediately. Like, I'm constantly using voice activation and voice transcription to do emails and text messages. I'll be putting little things on people's seats for a session. You know, I do nerdy bingo cards, so I'll be passing out nerdy bingo cards. And I'm holding up my phone and answering emails with my voice using voice transcription at the same time. Let's be more efficient. Let's use these tools rather than just saying, okay, I've got to sit down at my computer and answer email because I'm on the go. You can use some of these things and keep it going while you're running around.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and that's a key, and that's why, Beth, I'm so glad to have you on air here is to talk about that because, you know, the business owner, the small business owner, the entrepreneur, if there is one thing that is in limited stock and supply, it is time. And how do you leverage that time to still do what you need to do when you make the copies, you make the coffee, you build the website, you do it all, and you got to get it done. Hey, we got another break. We're going to run to pay some bills, get some word out there. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some more. Hey, and we got a text coming in, so I'll share that with you, Beth. Maybe we can open up. We come back. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
Business 1110 KTEK invites you to join us Friday, January 29th for a night of funny business with the comedian Nazareth, 7 p.m. at the Foundry United Methodist Church. One of America's top inspirational comedians, Nazareth will have you cracking up harder than you have in years.
I am from the Middle East, but ever since September 11, I feel so Mexican. Yeah, I flew in yesterday from Orlando. I was in Orlando, Florida. Flew in here, almost missed my connection flight because I can't run through the airport anymore. I don't know. Some people feel the need to tackle me or something.
Friday, January 29th at the Foundry United Methodist Church, just 2 blocks north of 290 on Jones Road.
My first exposure to this country 30 years ago was a small zoo in Cleveland. I paid $20 to see an elephant, a camel, a bull, and a donkey. In my country, that's a car dealership.
Get your tickets now at business1110ktek.com. A night of funny business with a comedian, Nazareth. Friday, January 29th from Business 1110 KTEK.
This is Business 1110.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're in love with your technology, then you're in luck. You've dialed into the right show today. We're talking all things tech with Beth Z, your nerdy best friend. You can learn more by going out to yournerdybestfriend.com. Oh, and by the way, Beth, I forgot we had mentioned, you know, you wanted to go ahead and you've got your nerd know-how book. What would you like to do with that book?
I'm going to give away two copies to listeners today. So I don't know how you give away stuff, but let's do that.
All right. So let's do this. Text in. We'll do it by text. How's that? We'll light up the text line. You can come in and if you, hey, I'll give it to the first two people. Say, I want a book. Has to be in the text. I want a book. Text line at 281-715-9700. Make sure you give me your email address in that text as well. Say, I want a book. Give me your email address, and we'll follow up with you. The first two that come in, 281-715-9700. That way we've got it covered. Now, we did have a text that did come in, you know, and I shared that question with you. And for those of you who are listening in, it's a great question. I go out there. I look at all these amazing apps. You know, I try to sort them by, you know, what are the top grossing apps, meaning, hey, a lot of people are buying these. I try to be a smart consumer when I purchase my apps. But this is a great question. The phenomenal one that I know that everyone's out there, and they want to know, Beth, how do you decide which technology or app to purchase without wasting money or guessing if it will work or not for you? Because we've all had that, oh, this doesn't work for me the way I thought it would.
Well, I thank you so much for that question. I'm very excited to have one. Yay!
Yay!
I have two answers. In my old days when I wasn't a full-time professional nerd, I wasn't an early adopter. I would wait until the second generation, until a lot of the complaints and a lot of the problems had been worked out. I would research the blank out of things and say, all right, I'm going to wait until they've worked out the bugs and I'm going to get it. Nowadays, I buy everything. It's kind of crazy. But I still have the same kind of steps I take for proof of products and apps. The apps is more important. I'm kind of proud to say I have a newsletter that comes out every week, and I really work hard to make sure that the tools I have that I share aren't fly-by-night kind of things. And in the year 2015, we put together a yearbook every year. You're welcome to get that on yournerdybestfriend.com. In the year that I put out tools, only one app had disappeared from all the ones I talked about.
Nice.
So here's how I do that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm proud of that. And here's my research. The first thing I do is I look at who's making it. Where's their money? What's their background? What is their funding? And, you know, who's talking about them? I rely very heavily on major blogs like TechCrunch, Mashable, some of those other large tech sites, for their initial reviews. Now, they get a lot of things that for free, and they review them and they take a look at them. None of the groups and the apps and the gadgets that I use, nobody gives them to me. I pay for them if I want them, or I do the free trial. So I wait until a couple of people have reviewed it and I take a look, and then I'll give it a try. Before I tell my readers about it, I've checked it out. I've seen, okay, is there fraud associated with this? Is there malware associated with this? And you can Google the heck out of it. One of the things that I always say is Googling will change the way you think about most products. A lot of people come to me and they say, my computer is doing this and I'm getting this error message. And I say, take that error message, put it into Google. You are not the first person to have this problem. 1,000 answers will come up, and you will be able to fix your own problem.
Amen.
Same thing with an app. Same thing with a gadget. You know, you say, gosh, I've heard that an iPhone battery isn't as long, and I'm a little worried about that. Put that into a search engine. You'll find forums where nerdy people like me go and talk about the real challenges and the real solutions to some of these things. So I do lots and lots of research. One of my favorite places to find new stuff is called Product Hunt. It's kind of dangerous because it's so addicting. Producthunt.com is also an app. It's a place where as soon as there's a new gadget, somebody hunts it, puts it on there. It's like the Reddit for gadgets and apps and products. I'm proud to say my third book was on Product Hunt, had been hunted. Yay! But people upvote it, and then you can see things that have become very popular. This is where Meerkat, which was the predecessor to Periscope, the live streaming app. This is where Meerkat kind of started catching fire, and some of these other things started catching fire. And every single new crazy app that everybody loves has been hunted on Product Hunt, and you can see what real tech people who spend their life doing this are saying about it on there.
Well, and then there's also a risk there, in my humble opinion, associated. Tell me if I'm wrong. Like you said, it's dangerous. You can always you could get that how do I want to articulate this? You always feel like you have to have the latest and greatest of the technology.
Yeah.
And you don't even get to use what you just got yesterday because you're on to the next thing. So there's a balance equation that has to be achieved in finding the right tool that works for you.
Well, I think many of your listeners may be a lot like a lot of my audience members in that there are so many, they get overwhelmed, they don't do any.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh my gosh, I could choose 97 different tools to store my data. So I'm not going to choose any and I'm going to use a spreadsheet because I just don't know which one to choose and how to choose it.
Yep.
So that's where that research and the trusted person, you say, okay, this person spends her life, that's what I do,
yep,
looking at these. So maybe I'll start with one of the ones that she said, and then that will help me kind of play around with some different ones.
Well, it's amazing that you bring that up because we have a text that came in that is right along that path and that line, Miss Beth, and that says, hey, Beth, this is Patrick from Oklahoma City. Close to getting an iPad mini, like within hours, so like I can feel the anticipation building up. Should I get that or an Android tablet? She's looking for wisdom. Oh, I know. I know where your colors bleed, so I know how difficult of a response this one is for you.
Well, I have to tell you, I have to give a shout out to Patrick from Oklahoma because he's a buddy of mine. And he wrote me that he is making this decision and he is looking for advice, but he's also an Uber nerd. So, Patrick, I am waving you and giving you a double thumbs up. The Apple iPad is iconic. It has led the way, and it's really become a tool that has just taken over the world. Right now, you really have your choice of so many different things. I'm in love these days with a Microsoft Surface Pro, which is not equivalent at all to an iPad mini, but the Microsoft Surface Pro to me can replace a laptop. If you're looking for a device that is a nice size to read on and carry and things like that, you know, the mini, these are all smaller pieces. The challenge you have now is that the phones are getting bigger, so you've got, I almost think that the phones themselves, phablets we're calling them,
yep,
are competing with those tools. So what do you want to get? Well, I happen to know Patrick is a big guy. He's got big hands. I think a smaller tablet will fit in his hands just fine. And I'm going to tell him to go Apple, because I think you've got some more options there in your infrastructure. But Android devices are also pretty inexpensive now, so you could get both. So I say get both and then buy a Microsoft Surface Pro for the side just for fun. Ta-da!
Talk about sitting on the fence. Well, it is hard. I can understand the question and the need, because it was only a couple of months ago, I mentioned and alluded to this earlier, I had a Samsung phone that just, it reached its life. It said, I'm done. And I'm left here without a phone, not knowing which to do, what to do, or how to do. And I had to make a decision. And I stayed with that of what I knew because I didn't have time to change the world around.
Well, I actually crowdsourced the decision because I bought, I have an iPhone, I have a Samsung Galaxy, let me see if I can get all the things, Galaxy S6 Plus Edge Banana Republic. I think that's what they call it. And so I have that one. I have this one. I have a Galaxy tablet. I have an iPad. I have then an Apple computer. We have a Windows machine in the house. Plus, I just bought the Microsoft Surface Pro 4, and my husband has the Microsoft Surface Pro 3. So we've got it covered. The only thing I don't have is a BlackBerry device, and maybe I will.
Yeah, that RIM technology is a little bit past its time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're trying. I think we're getting to a place where they're trying to work a lot better with Android, but they've got a very strong niche.
Yep.
And that's where they're staying in the government area and in Canada, and they just haven't been able to get mainstream yet again.
Amen. So real quick, Beth, we've got some time here, a couple minutes before we go to another break. We had talked about some travel apps. We got about 3 minutes till that next break we go to. What are some of those key travel apps that you can recommend to folks that are out there traveling in the world today to make their life a little bit easier?
If you ever get on a plane, you need an app called TripIt, period. TripIt is the easiest tool you can possibly imagine for organizing your travel. All you have to do is every time you get one of those confirmations from a car reservation, from a hotel reservation, from a plane, you forward it to an email called plans@tripit.com. You could do it with an upcoming trip that you have right now from your inbox, and they open up an account for you based on that email. Then when you're on the way to the airport, it'll tell you your flight, the weather, it'll tell you the distance or the map between the airport where you're going and your hotel, the check-in time, the check-out time, all for free. I pay the $40 a year to get the upgrade, and I get all kinds of extra information, including notifications when the price that I paid for an airline ticket drops. And I have actually saved money, more money than the app costs, by getting refunds because they notified me that there was a sale at Southwest and I could get some money back.
Wow, that is a great one. Not only does it help you, it can have the potential to put money back in your pocket. Very cool.
Yeah.
What are some others?
So we talked about Google Maps. Waze, W-A-Z-E, is one of my very favorite quirky, fun travel apps. It gives you crowdsourced travel information while you're on the road. I will bet so many of your listeners know about it, and the ones who don't are going to download it today. They should, because it's just a turn-by-turn navigation app, but it gives you real-time information from everybody else who's using Waze on the road. So when there's an accident, when there's a cop, when there's a bump in the road, when there's a mattress, whatever, it'll tell you and notify you, and it'll actually reroute you sometimes around traffic problems in real time based on what's happening from other Wazers and real-time information.
It is.
Fantastic.
Beth, I've used that one myself. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're taking a long family trip, it is a phenomenal app to make sure you have. Dial that in, connect it to your Bluetooth, and let it talk to you. Hey, speaking of talking to you, the music's talking to me. It's time for us to quickly go to a break. We'll be back with some more of those apps that help you release that inner nerd. We'll be right back after these messages.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Have you pondered what it would have been like to sail to the island of Patmos with the Apostle John or travel the journey to St. Paul to Corinth, Athens, and Ephesus? The early church was a force of truth for the cause of Christ. Apostles like John, Peter, and Paul spread and established the Christian faith both through the writings of much of the New Testament as well as through dynamic missionary journeys. Now, your opportunity awaits to follow in the footsteps of the apostles and experience the sights of the early church like never before. The Footsteps of the Apostles Tour. Come and see the churches mentioned in the book of Revelation. Examine the spiritual, social, and cultural settings of the early church, all while sailing the Greek Isles, visiting the extraordinary cities of antiquity, and so much more. A spiritual journey through the interactive vibrancy of the church and culture can be yours as you embark on the Footsteps of the Apostles Tour. For more information and to register for this once-in-a-lifetime trip, visit business1110ktek.com. That's business1110ktek.com.
This is Business 1110.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here on the Unleashed Radio Hour with Beth Z. We're talking apps. We're going to move in here real quick. We got a short segment. We're going to talk about apps. I didn't know this was possible, so I'm intrigued to be more human with technology. So, Beth, what do you got for our listeners here?
One of the things that I know about business people, about professionals, is we've got categories of selling B2B, business to business, and business to consumer. I think it's all bunk because I think it's all P2P, people to people. And there are so many cool things you could do from your phone to create connections without actually having to do things that to create connections. One of them is there's an app called Postagram. Postagram is, you snap a picture. It was one of those apps that came out from the Instagram phenomenon.
Okay.
You snap a picture. You can choose an address. Within a couple of seconds, you just write a quick note, choose that picture, throw the address in there, and for 99 cents mailed, approximately, they make you buy credits and then you never know how much you're paying, but mailed, you can actually send a postcard to someone. So you just met with a client. The client loves your product. You take a picture of the person with the, you know, you're a realtor. You take a picture of the person in the new house or whatever. Within 5 days, they've got a postcard of themselves smiling in front of the house they're thinking of buying. Bam. That's one thing. Another thing is, let's stay human with letting people know who we are. There's an app I love called Animoto. There's another one called Flipagram, same kind of concept where you take pictures and video clips. And you can take them and put them into what's pretty much a professional-looking montage, video montage. That one starts at $30 a year. And you just grab pictures, grab little video clips, put them together, walk around your office, let everybody wave and say hello, and put together a, hey, who's in our office? Or this is your holiday picture, or this is your New Year's resolution video. And create a human connection with technology from your phone with very little effort.
And that'd be a great one. See, I'm an HR guy and a training and leadership guy. I love those if you're going to use them in your business to welcome on your new employees, post it to social media, says, hey, we're so excited to have you come join our team. Imagine that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I love it for HR, you know, welcoming people to the team. I love it for showcasing your products and services. Why not use what is in your hand to do that rather than sending them another brochure?
I gotcha. I understand. Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to, hey, Beth, I want your number one app that you use more than anything else. We're going to go to a quick break, come back. So be thinking about what's your number one, if you have to go with two because you just can't decide. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back with more about technology and how it helps you to unleash your career and your business.
If you could choose any school from which to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose a school the Wall Street Journal recognized for producing some of the best qualified graduates, one the Princeton Review ranked as a leader in undergraduate education, and one U.S. News & World Report named number one in the nation for innovation ahead of both MIT and Stanford? Discover why Arizona State University is a clear choice for your future. In addition, ASU Online offers over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs you can take 100% online and on your schedule. You'll receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as our on-campus students. For information, call 1-800-720-2358. U.S. News & World Report also ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So get started today and learn to thrive with Arizona State University online. Call today at 1-800-720-2358. That's 1-800-720-2358.
This is Business 1110.
Look.
One shot. One opportunity.
And ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for taking the opportunity to dial in here today to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. You can always learn more about the Unleashed Radio Hour at unleashedradiohour.com. You can also learn more about our guest today, Beth Z. You can go out to yournerdybestfriend.com. Again, that is yournerdybestfriend.com. You can sign up for her newsletter. You can connect, look at all her books. You can sign up for the blog. You can look at and connect via social media. Everything can be found for Beth out at yournerdybestfriend.com. Now, Beth, when we went to the break, I put it on a tee for you, said, what's your number one app? What's the one app that you, who do this professionally, love to use every day?
Curiously enough, the one app that I love the most is one I hope I will never have to use.
Uh-oh.
And it's called SafeTrek, SafeTrek. Now, there's a couple of different apps like this. But have you ever gone out to a parking lot? You're a guy. It might not apply as much, but you know somebody it'll apply to. You've gone out to the parking lot, and creepy guy is hanging out in the parking lot, and you just don't feel safe. I mean, this happens all the time. We're just in a place by ourselves. We get on an elevator. We're just like, yeah, I don't want to get on the elevator with that guy. I don't really want to go. Or you're a realtor, and you're in a home, and you're doing an open house, and somebody you're just not comfortable with shows up. There's an app called SafeTrek. It's just a big old button. You turn it, you open the app like you're talking, you're just walking very casually. You can just, with a couple of clicks, open it, and it's a big button. You put your thumb on that button. When you get to the car safely and you feel like creepy guy isn't going to come up to you and you feel safe, you take your thumb off that button and put in a code within 10 seconds, and everything is fine. If you do not put in that code, the police are notified of your location and your information. And so I have this on the front screen. I've got my phone organized to the T, and this is on the front screen of my phone, and I've never had to use it. I've used it a couple of times just in a little weird things, but knowing that it's there makes me feel really good. This one costs, it's like $5, $4 a month, I think, but I hope I never have to use it, and I am happy to pay. It was made by college students for college students, but someone you need it or someone you love needs it, and it makes me incredibly at ease to know that help is right there.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Now, thank you for sharing that one. That actually, believe it or not, that is, I thought you were going to go down the lines of productivity or something else. So thanks for the curveball. And most importantly, Beth, thanks for being a part today of the Unleashed Radio Hour. We've got folks that have claimed those books. You can learn more about Beth Z out at yournerdybestfriend.com. She travels all over. She makes great presentations, very engaging. So if your group is looking for someone to bring in to help your attendees, look, I'm giving you a plug. I'm giving you love. To help you unleash that technology for them, then go out to yournerdybestfriend.com. Strongly endorse. She does a great job. And, Beth, thank you for being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Well, thanks for having me. This was awesome.
Amen, amen. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to another wrap of another show. It goes quick. It goes so fast. All right, but we thank you for listening. Hey, real quick, and I like this quote. So I always give a quote. This one that really hit me square between the eyeballs is, technology is best when it brings people together. You know, let that be something that helps you unleash your career and your business. Speaking of your career, next week is going to be a spotlight on careers. We're going to talk all things careers, what you do, what you need to do. It's that time of the year when people are looking for change. Hey, we're going to bring you the information on how to make that and help you unleash your career and business be a success. Until next week's, ladies and gentlemen, till next week's show.